Hi, I just want to add a quick note before we get into the podcast. I do say this later on, so I will be a broken record later, but I hate that I mentioned it way later once I got into it. But because we are talking about Demi Lovato's Dancing with the Devil, I will be talking about things that surround addiction and sexual abuse, which may be triggering. So I just want to give that warning now. I also want to mention that I will also be linking the same resources that she does in her documentary. Like, if you or someone you know is in need of support, there are places that you can go to for help. So I will be linking those phone numbers, those websites, and then also if you need immediate support, or, you know, someone you know needs immediate support, I will also be linking the numbers for a local crisis text line for the US, UK, and Canada. Like I said, these are the same ones that Demi gives out. So in case anyone needs those resources, those are available to you. And now let's get into the podcast. Thank you for listening. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. Now, as you can tell from the title of this episode, I'm going to be talking about the new Demi Lovato doc that is still ongoing, but they have released the first two episodes. So I'll be talking about those. Obviously, the new episode is not out yet. I'm still trying to understand or see how many parts it is, because she has another documentary. If you have not seen that one, oh my god, so good. I'm not gonna lie when I tell you, I probably watched it 4 or 5 times, and I don't know what that says about me, but I watched it by myself because I was like, oh, what is this? And then I got my friend into it, and then we got other people into it, and then, you know, you just pass along and you're like watching it with these people. So I ended up watching it more than once, and anyways, love Demi. So I'm a fan, not necessarily like a stan. And so I know of Demi. I do listen to her music. I have gone to her concert, and I know what the media puts out about her, more or less. So with this new documentary, if you don't know, or if you don't really follow Demi in like pop culture or like social media like that, a couple years ago, I think it was 2018, she OD'd on crack and heroin, and she's alive today. She has survived, and this documentary covers that. The documentary title is called Dancing with the Devil, which is, first of all, fantastic because, I mean, it's sad, but, like, she is promoting this documentary at the same time that she's having her new album come out that is also the same title. So that's so exciting, because Demi has not put out music, I want to say, like, maybe since 2017 or maybe 2016. I don't know. Her last album was fucking fantastic. Like, it was such a good album. I listened to that on repeat for so long. That's the concert I went to. She rocked it. I mean, like, Demi live is, like, such an experience. And I feel like I said the same thing about Ariana Grande and when I watched her documentary. But there's something about, like, people who can genuinely sing live in fucking person and put on a show. Like, they're dancing, they're singing, they're moving around the stage. Like, that's a pop star to me, who can do it all and fucking flawlessly. Night after night, she had everything going. And I mean, like, obviously I never doubted that Demi could sing, especially after seeing her first documentary and how she was putting together the album. And like, you just see her in the studio, and like, Demi has a fucking voice, man. And some people, I mean, like, I'm not gonna say, I can't even think of an artist right now, but I mean, I truly feel like people are famous because they have met the right people, and they have like great writers, and they can, you know, there's editing and whatever, but some people can genuinely sing, and to like experience that live, and like the energy and just what they give the crowd and their fans and the audience, like, oof. Anyways, love me a good concert. I am so ready for something, things to get better, because the last concert I was supposed to go to was Halsey's for her last album, and then COVID hit, so that clearly didn't happen. So anyways, yeah, first documentary was really, really good. It covered that journey, and then it also covered, like, her love, like, self-reflection that she had with her, like, last really big long-term boyfriend. And I think she also talked about her previous, like, relapse in that, and, like, the things leading up to everything, and, like, her battle with addiction, things like that. So it was a really good insight, because, like I said, like, I knew of Demi, and Demi and I are a couple years apart, so obviously I knew about her growing up. I was watching Disney Channel, Camp Rock, her albums after that, and I'm trying to think what else she's done. I mean, she's very into music, so, like, I mean, obviously I was still listening to Demi, but, yeah, so when I watched that first documentary, I don't know, like, my heart, I guess, grew bigger for her, and I became, like, more of a fan of hers, and, like, I guess I, like, seeked her music out more, so to speak. I don't know, but, and also Demi has some bops, so, which, ironically, they also say in the second documentary, because, one of the doctors, I think he was her neuro doctor, with the brain and stuff, or maybe the head doctor, I don't know, but someone had asked him if he knew who she was, or, like, did he Google her right away, and he was like, no, I didn't know who she was until, like, a week later, and blah, 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 and they were like, you know, she has some bops, right? He goes, yes, now I know, blah, blah, blah. So that's really funny. Anyways, first documentary gave a lot of insight. The second one, I started thinking it was gonna be like the first one, where it was, like, almost 2 hours, one sit down, and I was gonna get through it. I was wrong. This documentary is broken up, I think, into 4 parts. But I know somebody also mentioned how it's, like, a 6-parter. So I feel like I need to do more research, maybe, on my part. So I apologize for that. But yeah, it's not all in one sitting. It's definitely into pieces. Which, with her having the new album out, also the same title, I guess it makes sense, because it's, like, you want to create attention. You want to put her name out there, and then, like, boom, drop it. So, yeah, so I watched the first 2 episodes, and it is, I don't know, like, I remember it being on the news and, like, hitting social media that Demi Lovato has overdosed, and she's in the hospital. I don't ever really remember them are reading, like, what drugs led her there, or, like, what exactly she had taken. I didn't really know those circumstances, so I don't know if that is to the fact that, like, I just never, like, dug deep into that story, or, I just don't remember, because it was 3 years ago, because I think 2018. So, but I definitely remember it hitting the news, and it being, like, a big thing, obviously, because, hello, she OD'd, yeah, so it was kind of, it was weird, and I don't know if it's just because, I don't know how to explain it, like, I don't know, because it's, like, we're getting, like, a different kind of view. You get one view when you're obviously an outsider, and you're getting things through the media, and, like, what people are putting out there, but then to have the point of view from, like, her friends, her family, and, like, what they went through the day of, and the days that followed, it's, like, I don't know, it's about the perspective, because it's so crazy. You, like, you get more insight. So anyways, again, if you haven't seen, just common, what is it? Not spoiler alert, but, warning, I guess. Yeah, spoilers. I will be talking about the documentary. So, like, if you want to be surprised, there's not anything major, I guess. I mean, there, I guess, kind of is, because you're getting the story. But, yeah, I'm going to be talking about it. So if you haven't watched it and you want to go watch those 2 apps, go ahead, then come back. If not, let's get into it. The episodes are only 30 minutes, which is great, but then also, like, I'm very, like, give me all this information now. I want to know all the juicy parts. Oh my god, do you know my dog snoring? She's knocked out. Okay, Yeah, so only 30 minutes, so I want more. And I don't know, it's like, they definitely fill these episodes with good stuff, which, oh, it sounds so bad because I'm like, oh, it's so good, but at the same time, it's like, she's sharing her story, which is something that, like, not a lot of people get to do. And again, I am a fan of Demi's, but I wasn't, like, going and searching her social media to, like, everything that she was posting after this incident and, like, since then or whatever. I don't even think I follow Demi on social media. So, like, anything that I do kind of find out, it's either, like, headline stuff or things that people tell me or retweet or whatever, put on my page. And that's, like, nothing that I have against Demi. It's just something, you know, I just don't follow her. So, anyways, within the first episode, we learn that the cameras were already filming, like, another documentary, which was basically going about the Tell Me You Love Me tour. I think it is Tell Me You Love Me. And that footage is now going to be unreleased because she OD'd, things hit a pause, and so that is kind of, it's just unreleased and nothing's going about. But as we were watching the first episode, there are a bunch of clips from what they were shooting and, like, stuff behind the concerts that we do see, which I fucking love that stuff. I love, love, love getting behind the scenes of stuff, like, movies, music shows, like, I love all that bonus stuff. So I hope, I don't know, after seeing this, they realize, like, people want to know more. So they'll release it or do something else with that, even if it's small. I don't know. But yeah, the cameras there in 2018 when they were following her last tour were over the Tell Me You Love Me tour. And then like I mentioned before, I did go to that tour. I saw her, and I don't know if it was just the My City, but Kalani was with her. And I think she was her opener, and DJ Khaled. I remember them two being there. I kind of showed up later because I didn't really care for the opening acts. Like, DJ Khaled, that sounds really messed up, but I didn't really care for him or anything. I was just here for Demi. So anyways, I showed up a little later than, like, what is normal showtime. And yeah, it was such a great tour. God, she, like, nailed it. I'm trying to remember everything. She had costume changes and, like, her dancing and just her singing. It was a really good show. Why do I have a random note that says, of course, if you have someone, so... Oh. Okay, so, like, within this first one, it talks about how she was kind of fooling everybody around her and making sure she was okay, but underneath it all, there was a lot of control and making sure she wouldn't relapse, and, like, there was the no drinking, and everybody around her was, like, drug-free and sober because they didn't want any type of relapse. And they were talking about how it was very controlled, and I think one of her friends mentioned that that control was what essentially got to her. And my opinion was, like, of course, if you have someone so controlled, shit's gonna, you know, hit the fan. And that's kind of what happened, because then she ended up drinking, she ended up hitting up her dealer, and then next thing you know, she's, like, hooked on crack and heroin. My also note is that she really just dove in with the hard drugs, and I also think it was another friend who also made this comment, how the battle with addiction is that you don't necessarily pick up where you left off. You kind of end up finding a harder drug or, you know, doing something that is more escalated. And that's essentially what happened, because I think Demi said that her mix before, and this must have been, like, Camp Rock era and, like, post and, like, I guess, like, early 20s more or less, that she would do Molly and Xanax, I think it was, which was an upper and a downer. So, like, basically, like, numbed her, mellowed her out or whatever. And I was expecting, like, I don't know what I was expecting, honestly, but I was not expecting her to be like, oh yeah, I liked those two. I guess I was just expecting, I don't know, like, coke or weed or, like, ecstasy. I'm not really I don't know a lot about drugs, obvi, but that was her combo. And then next thing you know, she's, like, doing this stuff, and it's crack and heroin. Like, she really, when she, like, got into drugs, she said, we're going big or going home, essentially, which is really sad because it's like, how do you just, I don't know, she said that she had always wanted to try it or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she even said that, like, there's no way that you can just try crack or heroin and not end up addicted, which I think from what I have seen ends up happening to a lot of people. You try it once and the next thing you know, you're addicted. We also get a lot of points of view and commentary from her friends, but also from her family, like her sisters, her stepdad, her mom. My other note here is I don't like her mom. From the first documentary, I'm not trying to hate on her, and if you like her or whatever, that is your opinion, this is my opinion. I don't necessarily like her mom from the first documentary. Obviously don't know the entire story. That's Demi's life and like her experiences. But from the first documentary, it just always seemed like she never really had a parent around. And I mean, I'm not a parent, so I can't be in her shoes or try to be in her shoes. But Demi never really seemed to have her mom around or any type of like authoritative figure to be essentially guiding her and helping her and being support during this like her rise to fame. Because next thing you know, she was doing Camp Rock and she had all this pressure. And which also makes me want to comment about like other celebrities who have, you know, who were really popular and then hit like a really hard bottom and then have been recovering since. For example, Amanda Bynes, childhood star. Lindsay Lohan too. She was a childhood star. I feel like a lot of that, just from, again, not in their shoes, I'm not in showbiz, I don't know the full story, but it just always seems like there's not a strong, supportive, like, household foundation, so to speak, and these girls were just running wild when, I mean, you have all the money, you have everything at your feet, like, I get it, but it's like, why is there not a parent around or somebody to be like, no, you probably should get into drugs at 15, like, yeah, they can buy it, they have the money, they can buy whatever the heck they want, but, like, why is no one around to make sure they don't get into trouble? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But anyways, I don't like her mom from the first documentary because Demi always seemed to be traveling alone. Yeah, she had, like, her manager and, like, her dance crew or whatever, PR people. But it's, like, why do we not have somebody with her? Like, this is someone who has a lot of pressure on them. They're doing a lot of stuff. Why isn't someone with her? And, like, I get, like, she shouldn't have been babied or, you know, if she was 18, like, sure. But it's, like, there's just so much that you would think you would want to just make sure this person is okay. I don't know. To each his own. And my other note from this, I'm trying to remember what else is from this first episode. I know she talks about, the controlness and like how not being able to like really eat was affecting her and how on the tour she had gained some weight, so like costumes and like not really her wanting to show her body was like a big thing, and of course everyone around her was kind of walking on eggshells, so she felt like she had to be this perfect person all the time, and that was also kind of like, you know, bottling up and like essentially led to the pop off of her relapse. And my note says, Demi has all this fame and fortune, and yet kind of triggering. I guess still kind of triggered. Yeah. Again, I mean, like, even now, I mean, like, I feel like someone should, I mean, you can't baby her, but I just feel like with everything that she's been through and everything that she has going, someone should kind of always, I don't know, I mean, now, I mean, I feel like someone said that they were always with her, and even then, they never noticed anything wrong with her. They, nobody really knew that she was addicted to crack or heroin. Her family and some of her other people who've worked with her have said Demi is really good at hiding things that she doesn't want other people to know, and so, like, I get that, because it's, like, these people are close to her, and they were really hurt and surprised when all this went down. And, I mean, also Demi talked about how being controlled, so I guess having someone with her 24/7 would fucking suck, yeah, because it's, like, am I really, you know, an adult, or am I just gonna have, like, a babysitter with me? But, yeah, I don't know. Okay, episode 2 got really juicy because it talked about the actual OD and, like, the night leading up. So she talked about how she went to a friend's birthday party, and they came back to her house. They were having a good time. Then the friends left, and that's when she said, I told everybody I was going to bed, but I ended up calling my drug dealer, and he came over, and then they had, obviously, drugs, and she talked about how she was smoking it. Okay, I also forgot to put a warning. So not only am I going to talk about this documentary, but if there's anything triggering for people, I do want to know that I obviously will be talking about drugs because this is Demi's relapse. But I also want to mention, where did it go? Drugs and mental health, and I feel like something, I feel like there could be ratings on podcasts because Demi also talks about something else, but I'm trying to find the right words for it before I like say it. I thought I talked about this, but I guess I didn't. Or I screenshot this, but I guess I didn't. I saw this. When did I see this? Darn, I guess I didn't save whatever I thought I saved. So yeah, fair warning with spoilers, obviously. Gonna be getting into the fact that we're talking about drugs. I'm really sorry. Yeah, so I'm going to do trigger warnings because it's going to be drugs, mental health, and sexual assault. I also want to add in that I will be putting in my description boxes any resources if you are dealing, or resources dealing with addiction and you need help or know someone. Same with the mental health and sexual assault, which are the same ones that Demi has when you're watching the when you're watching her documentary. She does put up a very like a warning in the beginning talking about some things that she gets into. So I apologize for being like 10-15 minutes in and I'm only now getting into it. But yes, so there will be resources in my description box for you, for someone that you know, so definitely follow those up. Where was I getting into this? Okay, so she does talk about the overdose in episode 2. She talked about her drug dealer coming over with the hard stuff. She said that when she woke in the hospital, she really couldn't believe that that had happened because she said that she had been smoking, her choice of drugs, so she wasn't injecting it, like, with a needle. She had been smoking it, so she couldn't believe that she had OD'd on it. We come to later find out, too, that it was probably mixed with some other stuff that it shouldn't have been, which is probably what messed her up. She also talks about being taken advantage of. She said, or I think someone said, she wanted to remember, and she was having people retell her how the day of occurred and like being brought to the hospital and stuff, and someone said that they found her on the bed without any of her clothes, that at the hospital they had asked her if she had had consensual sex, and she said that she remembered having a flash of her drug dealer on top of her, and so she said yes, but later she remembered, or she thought to herself, that she was on drugs. She was in no way to have been present or have given consent to that. So she was taken advantage of, which makes me really sad because no one should ever be taken advantage of. Consent is so important. I don't care who it is, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, someone that you had already have had sex with plenty of times or done other things with. Consent is always key and so important for both parties, everyone involved, whatever. And this makes me so sad for Demi because like she's been through so much, and just for anybody, like speaking as a woman, no woman should ever have to go through this with whoever, and I hate it. Some of my other notes I talk about too, how some of these point of views are really sad, like her mom I mean, I don't really care about her mom. Ugh. I sound like such a bitch, but I don't really care about her mom's situation because she said she didn't even fucking know until, like, way later when somebody had called her. And it's like, do you not check in with your... I don't know. See, I'm not a parent, so I feel like I can't comment on this, but... And I know everyone's relationship with the parent, whoever, is different, but I don't know. But her friends being so sad on the way that they found out. Like, people were texting her friends, oh, I'm so sorry about Demi, I'm so sorry about this, and they didn't even know. And seeing their friends, like, genuinely hurt and scared, like, is so sad to me. Demi, because of the overdose, her situation, she ended up having 3 strokes. She had a heart attack. Now, because of that, she cannot drive. She has blind spots in her vision. She mentioned how she would go pour a cup of water and sometimes miss because she just would not see it. She had pneumonia and she had multiple organ failures. And I think at one point she said that when she woke up, she was legally blind. That her sister was like, I'm here, Demi, I'm here. And she had to say, who is that? I don't know who's talking to me. Which is so just scary to hear. And I think a lot, I mean, you hear about an OD and you're like, oh, they took these drugs and they ended up dying. Or like you hear about people ODing and then coming back or whatever. But this was never really, from what I know, was not released in the media. So, like, hearing this is so crazy to me. 3 strokes. Okay, a heart attack. Demi, right now, she's 28. If this was 2 years ago, she was 26. Going on 27. Or maybe she was about to turn 26. And she had had already a heart attack. A heart attack. Okay, and now she can't drive, and the fact that she has blind spots, like, this one thing, and everybody talked about it too in the documentary, how she should literally be dead. She should not be here today. And I don't know. Ugh. It's just insane to me. And the fact that there are 2 more, like, episodes to come out, I don't know if we're gonna get, like, more. I feel like we will, obviously. But I know, too, she mentioned about, like, it took her this journey to, like, really understand what she had been battling, like, way underneath after she thought she was okay, or, like, what she was continuing to battle, like, during her tour and stuff. So I'm sure we're gonna get in the time of her, like, self-reflecting and going through this journey of self-acceptance. I know, too, she also was gonna talk about her relationship. I think the guy was Max. She was engaged to him last summer. After only being together a couple of months, which for me was a red flag, because I was like, didn't she just sort of get out of rehab and now she's in a relationship and now they're engaged? But to each his own, because some people could be in a relationship like a month and they get married and they last forever. But I do know she talks about those. But I don't know. It makes me, because I'm like, oh, I want to hear more about this like situation, but that's not, I feel like, not okay to say. But I just want her to like be open, and I love that idea. She's transparent as a person, as an artist. And I think I've said this before about in another episode, but people who are just so transparent and open to their fans, like in a society that is like, no, women have to be this, women have to be that, you have to look like that, you have to be proper and blah blah blah, and we have people who fight the stigmas and people who are open, like it genuinely pulls people out of things that they felt was not okay to go seek help, to be open about it and to reach for help. And with Demi doing what she does like this and just being so open about being like, yeah, I was on drugs, I have fighting demons, these are my issues, I'm working on them every day, I'm only human, like I know a lot of her fans can relate. Like, this is such a young audience, and I genuinely can relate to Demi. I love her openness, love it, because it makes her human to me. And then I don't know, like, real, I don't know, maybe we're getting too deep, maybe I need to reel it back and we're getting too deep on this podcast. But anyways, another note that I have is Demi looks so pretty in this documentary. Like, I know now, like, current 2021 Demi, she has short hair. I do believe it's colored like a pink or a purple. Or maybe not, but I know it's, like, definitely shorter than what she has in the documentary. She has, like, a cute shoulder-length bob. It's so cute. She looks so healthy and just alive, and I don't know. But she looks so pretty in this documentary. I also noted that Demi and I are basically only 2 years apart, which is, I don't know, it's something that puts into perspective about me, because it's like I could literally be someone who has gone through her experience, through what she has gone through. I could be someone who is fighting the similar battles to her. We're only 2 years apart. Which also, age is just so weird to me, because it's like, I don't know, it's from when I was growing up, age would always be like, oh, I'm gonna have my, you know, shit together at 30 or whatever. I'm almost 30 and I'm nowhere having any of my shit together. Or like, I see people who are younger than me and are married, they have a full family, they're either stay-at-home moms or they're like working, and like they have this like whole, you know, picket fence dream life going on, and I'm over here like, that's cool, like it's me and my dog, like we're just chilling and vibing. Like, it's just so weird how different, how life plays out as you like go along. You think it's gonna happen one way and it ends up turning into another, or like you just see how different your life can be compared to someone who is someone else's age. Like, I think I even saw a TikTok about this not too long ago, like how different lives are, and that's really weird to me. Again, we're getting too deep here. My last note from episode 2 was that some people just have their own demons, and she, I think, talked about too, she just has so many battles that she's had to fight, and she's still working through that. And I think it doesn't help that she is spotlighted, she is this very big celebrity, she has to be kind of always on, so I don't think that helps. She doesn't have essentially the privilege to be like, all right, let me work through my shit, you know, making mistakes or not making mistakes on the way. And it's very like first world problems, like boohoo, I'm a rich pop star, but like at the end of the day, she's fucking human, so like let her make mistakes, like who fucking cares. And I think it was in the first episode how she talked about, I think, quarantine. She like really is when she went through this like spiritual like journey of fixing herself or like getting better, healing. And I think that has happened to a lot of people over quarantine. I mean, you are finally having where everything is paused. You're able to take time for yourself. The world has stopped moving. Motion is what happened about a year ago. So like you had nothing but time to sit with your thoughts. And I think that hit a lot for people. And which obviously has led to the documentary and her opening up about why she broke it off with her fiance, and lots of self-reflection here. So I've tried not to read everything that's going to be said in this documentary, which is why I have nothing else that I could be like, ooh, this is what's coming up. A lot of it because I want to be surprised, and then some of it I feel like it's juicy content to later talk about. So I haven't really looked at other articles that talk about what she's going to mention, and I haven't really looked at any other trailers. I probably watched the trailer twice, which is when they've showed it on TV, and then probably when they first announced that she was having a documentary coming out. Apart from that, I have tried to stay away from like really looking into, just so that I'm kind of surprised. And again, this is how and probably why I messed up, because I thought it was going to be one sit down documentary, but it ended up being, it's going to be in parts, so, which I guess makes it good, because you have something to look forward to. But yeah, wow, I'm trying to think of something else that I meant to bring up, but I guess that was it. Yeah, so let me know if you watch it, what your thoughts are, if you do or you don't like Demi. I mean, this is your opinion, obviously. I'm not going to be like, fuck you, stan Demi or anything. But yeah, I'm always intrigued what other people think about celebrities. Obviously, for you can tell from my podcast, like I'm very much into the entertainment industry, TV shows, movies, celebrities, Hollywood. Like, I'm not insane and I don't like live for the scandal, but I do keep up with this stuff. And then I bring up, like, a movie that I feel is well-known and some people haven't even seen it. And I'm like, what? You haven't seen this movie? Or when I bring up an artist and they're like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So it's always funny because it's like, to me, I do know this person, but then I have to remind myself that, like, people's interests are not all the same, or, like, it's just not common knowledge. So when I remind myself that not everybody would know this famous person, it's always funny to me because I generally forget. Also, I feel because a lot of the people that I associate myself with have similar interests. Obvi, that is, I feel like, the common denominator for a lot of people and their friends or whatever. But, yeah, I'm always like, oh, yeah, people don't keep up with social media and people don't care about what's on the radio or the next movie at the theater or whatever. Now I'm rambling, but okay, thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter. My handle is @Molder. It's me, MOLDER, like X-Files, hi. And, I will probably put out a poll on there, so look for that to see if I should do the next following episodes. Because, again, I don't know what's going to be brought up. I know tiny bits and pieces. And as I Googled her right now, some other stuff, it says that Demi comes out as pansexual. So I don't know if that's going to be brought up in the documentary. I know there was a clip that also said that she just felt like she was too queer to marry a man, which was also part of why she called it off with her fiance Max. But we shall see how she gets into it. So again, thank you so much for listening. Follow me on social media. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.